Welcome back to the Electric Podcast. I'm your host, Fred. No, I'm not Fred. I am Zach Hall, editor-at-large for 9to5 Mac. I got to interview Jacob Knight, who is my neighbor and best friend since school. He is the winner of Tesla's second ever Cybertruck sweepstakes. His story is pretty cool. So I sat down with him in person. We went over the experience of him winning a Tesla Cyber Beast. You won a Cybertruck. First off, which model of Cybertruck did you win?
When you enter the sweepstakes, you win whatever Cybertruck you want to configure. Just so happens that I already had one on pre-order, and it was the Foundation Series Cyber Beast. And when I won, I got to take delivery of that configuration.
And that means Cyber Beast means not one, not two, but three motors?
Tri-motor, that's right.
Tri-motor. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It means it's fast.
It is very fast.
That's awesome. So, tell us, how did you win a Cybertruck?
Tesla used to offer the referral program based on people who take delivery of a Tesla vehicle based on your referral code. I got points via buying another Tesla and also somebody buying under my referral code. Based on those referral points, I entered the Cybertruck giveaway sweepstakes, the second round of sweepstakes that they offered, and my entry got drawn.
The sweepstakes works as it's a referral program, which is on and off sometimes, I believe. And just by you buying a Tesla and then having the ability to refer someone else to a Tesla, and then they actually, you know, bought a Tesla too, that gave you an entry into this sweepstakes. And then kind of at random or however, from the however many entrants, your name was picked out of the hat, basically.
Yeah, it's a little different. You get points based on somebody buying it, and then you buy entries with the points.
You buy entries with the points. Okay, I see.
So the points were for the purchase of somebody, you know, somebody purchasing the vehicle, 10,000 mm-hmm. credits. I got 1,000 credits from buying my Model X, mm-hmm. And the entries were 1,000 points each. This again was the second sweepstakes that they have for the giveaway. The first one I entered 3 times, so 3,000 points. Did not win that one. As you mentioned, the guy in California won that one. But the second entry was opened on within February, like February 17th or something like mm-hmm. that. And I entered 1 time and got it.
One entry, it did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's wild. I mean, it's wild that you won a Cybertruck. It's wild that people actually win these things. And I can imagine people who had many, many entries.
Yeah, I know people who have, had probably 7 or 8 referrals. So their balance on the referral points were obviously a lot larger.
Right.
And, you know, I can imagine that they probably spent some of those points on the entry. If when you get to that point and you have a significant amount of referrals. I mean, there's YouTubers that have tens of thousands of referrals people have used. I mean, you know, they're hitting it up pretty hard trying to get that free Cybertruck. And, yeah. And I was the sole lone guy that had one.
what else can you do with referral points?
So I've actually used my referral points a decent amount. I think I have like 2,100 left or something like that. But I bought shirts. I bought for the Model X. I bought the pet liner. Some little trinkets here and there. But yeah,
it's probably the best one.
Yeah,
pretty big trinket.
Shot glasses.
So that's awesome. And so someone had to buy with your referral to convert. You also had points otherwise.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. How did you find out about the sweepstakes? You just follow Tesla and see? Or
I got an email that they were opening it back up. There wasn't a lot of publicity that I was aware of that somebody had actually won, but they had sent another email on like February 17th or mm-hmm. 16th or something that they were opening it back up or having a second drawing, I believe is what it was at that point, because they had announced the winner. And again, they don't publicize this type of stuff.
It's up to the winner to do it.
Yeah, it's up to the winner at his or her discretion. But yeah, I got an email that it had opened it back up. I remember exactly where I was and exactly when I submitted it. I was on my way back from bringing my kids to school. And
sure. In your Tesla?
In my Tesla, yeah. Yeah, Plaid.
That's the trick right there, it turns out.
Yeah, you got to be in a Tesla to actually submit to win.
Yeah.
They saw where I was and that I was actually driving or autopiloting and submitting.
And then how did you find out that you won?
May 15th, I remember the day. I was cutting grass, had taken a shower after cutting grass and weed eating and all that stuff, and was watching Dragon Ball Z, the Brody, or the whatever his name is, episode, or the movie. Yeah. Me and my kids were laying on the couch. My wife was gone at an event. She's a photographer, was shooting an event.
Yeah. Night photography.
Yeah. Kristen Night Photography.
Kristen Night Photography. Oh, yeah.
It's not night photography yet. But yeah, she was shooting an event and it's ironic. She was actually trying to win a $100 giveaway and did not win. And, she had, had a bunch of entries in that at the event. But
you got to pick your luck.
Yeah, right. I was laying on the couch and it actually dozed off for about 45 minutes to an hour or something like that. Kids were, again, watching a movie. Yeah. And I woke up. Checked my email and there it was. I was about an hour and a half after the email of checking it, but I saw the subject line and it was Cybertruck giveaway sweepstakes. And I clicked it just thinking, oh, they're announcing the winner. Yeah. But the email was directly from an employee at Tesla. She's asked not to be named for privacy purposes, but I see an email directly from her and it's congratulations, you are the winner of the Tesla Cybertruck giveaway or sweepstakes. And then I remember what was happening because I think I sent you a message.
Yes.
And I called my wife and I was like, oh my God, I just won a Cybertruck. And she's like, no, you didn't. And and you actually went, no, you didn't.
I mean, so my reaction, you showed me and it's one of those things that just seems too good to be true.
Right.
I mean, I remember when the Cybertruck was announced and you had the Model 3, you had, some Model 3 history that we'll share later on. But it just seemed, my immediate reaction was, this is more than likely not real. Like it's
right.
More likely that it's fake than it's real. And so it was just,
it was definitely leaning on the 80-20 fate.
Yeah. Or like 95-5. Like,
or 99. I mean, this
99-1.
We immediately went into the mode to find the scam.
I mean, just as a friend, I wanted to debunk it as soon as possible so that you didn't get your hopes up and then, have that inevitable fall of like, oh, that would have been so good.
Yeah, that letdown would have been pretty dramatic and pretty steep. You know, just because when you read something like that, there's so much excitement. I mean, you feel it right. This is, I don't know if it's too much information, but you feel it in your body.
Yeah. Like an adrenaline rush, like the your heartbeat races.
It's like an immediate dopamine rush. And you're just like you feel the bubbles just coming up through your body. And it's wild to, kind of experience it. But yeah, like you mentioned, we immediately went into the where's the scam? How's this fake? How can we disprove this to the kind of like mitigate the letdown? And we kind of went into, a little bit of a spy mode.
Detective mode.
Yeah. Looking at the email, backtracing the email, looking at the headers to try to...
Like I'd never... I was familiar with other people that we work with at 9to5 Mac, I work with 9to5 Mac, taking emails from Apple executives that people claim to have received, receiving the forward email, looking at the raw message data, things I've never done before, and confirming the headers. And so, you shared all that with me. I didn't know what to do with it. Put it in ChatGPT, and ChatGPT was like, everything looks legit, more than likely real.
Right.
And that was the first time of maybe.
Yeah.
So then how did you actually confirm? I guess it was the next day you had the phone call with your contact at Tesla.
Right. You were with me.
I was sort of with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Emotionally, physically.
You were buying toilet seats at Lowe's.
Yes. Yeah. We went to get a toilet seat, bought the wrong one originally. Lowe's isn't very... Well, it wasn't Lowe's. Let's say Kohler isn't very good about describing the measurement versus the actual toilet. Yeah. So we had bought one. We were between the bidet and the light option, decided with the light option just because it's, you know, it's blue light. Cool.
That's for your kids.
Yeah, for the kids so they can target it well. two boys. Anyway, so we were buying a toilet seat, had gone home, kind of like prepared to, you know, receive the phone call because the email stated that she was going to reach out at a very particular time.
Yeah, it was like
noon local. Yeah, so 2 p.m. her time. And, we had gone to Lowe's, picked the wrong one, come back home, decided to go back and exchange the toilet seat, ran into some people in Lowe's, and then she called.
Yeah. So at the second trip, I stayed in the car, and you were in, and you came back, and I saw that you were on the phone, and it was before the time that you were expecting. So it'd be noon her time to our time, and
she
it was
called
like
early.
1:53. And you walked out on the phone, and I was like, "That's the one."
She was super excited to call, so she called early. She couldn't take it anymore, and she had to share the news. So yeah.
It sounds like giving away a Cybertruck to someone over the phone is a happy part of your day if that is part of your job.
Yeah, I would be pretty thrilled to be able to do that.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And how'd you react at that point, like?
How did I what?
Once you knew it was real and like, you know, way past the, is this a scam phase?
Oh, yeah. How did I react? To be honest with you, I still like have that kind of this isn't real feeling at that point.
Yeah. Like, are you being punked? Like,
yeah, yeah. I mean, I have some amount of luck in my life, you know, dodged some bullets.
Clearly.
Yeah. But this was one of those things where, as you're experiencing it, you know, you never really feel like it's real until it's tangible,
right?
Until you can actually touch it, and up until that moment, like, this is an email, this is a phone call.
Yeah.
But you know, talking to her, she actually walked me through the configuration I was going to get. Mm-hmm. You know, what the delivery process was going to be like. Originally, it was
knew about your order already.
Yeah, she knew about my order. She actually talked about my customer profile with Tesla, the fact that I've owned Teslas. I had an order. I had multiple entries before and then a singular entry this time. So, like, she had this kind of breadth of information that like, a normal person, you know, like, some scam artist wouldn't have had. So, like, you know, at that point, the reality sits in.
Yeah, and it's a sophisticated punk or it's real.
Yeah, it's like the most sophisticated punk or it's real.
Yeah,
you know. So it started. You know, it started to feel real. It started to feel like this was actually going to happen. The weight actually starts to like kind of step through the process. Mm-hmm. One of the cool things about the process was that, you know, they actually canceled my order and transitioned into a new order that was much more accelerated than...
Like, you were waiting, you had a VIN, but you were waiting for August at the
studios. I didn't even have a VIN at
this point. Have a VIN yet.
No. Okay.
And so August was like, best case scenario, you may get delivery in August.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the sweepstakes, I suspected, you know, that it would be like, well, you wait a month or 6 weeks or so.
Right.
Like, they make it for you. They make your configuration.
And not only that, like, I knew about it rolling off the factory floor.
Yeah.
Like, she called me on a Saturday and was like, your VIN number just rolled out of the plant.
It exists now.
They're putting 13 miles of test drive on it just to make sure everything's good. And we're wrapping it up, loading it on a truck and sending it to Brandon, Mississippi.
Yeah. Yeah. We should say that we're both from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. So it's kind of like this thing doesn't really happen.
No, not
to
here.
People that we know.
I don't want to, you know, put this on the record, but I mean, all the other Tesla winners have been in California, supposedly. Yeah. So
this is on the record, but
right. But there's not a lot of Teslas here in general, and especially those that have been won. So, obviously, the demographic matters, the population of vehicles to people matters. So it's much more common in California and some of the more populated places for there to be a significant number of vehicles within the fleet within that particular area.
Mm-hmm.
Here, there's Teslas. I mean,
we have a supercharger in close to Biloxi where the casinos are and everything. And so we do see Tesla traffic come through here. And obviously, like, you've been a Tesla driver, there are Tesla owners in the community and in the state, but not in, like, when you go to a larger city and it's, you know, a lot of the
right. cars in the every other car feels like a Tesla. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And, like, I see Rivian trucks come through here, and I imagine they're usually passing through.
Yeah, not stopping.
There's one person in my kids' drop-off line at school who has a F-150 Lightning.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, for here, you know, you don't see, you definitely don't see Cybertrucks around. And you know, it's to see an EV is kind of cool. You're like, right. Oh, you know, they're part of the mission. They get it. But
so
the Cybertruck is like, whoa.
Yeah, the cool thing about that is there actually is like one or two others in the area. But none of them are Cyberbeast.
None of them are Cyberbeast. And none of them were sweepstakes trucks. Like, sweepstakes means you were going to pay for it. And instead right. of having to pay for it, like, you just have to pay, like, you know, whatever the admin fees.
State tax. Yeah.
Put a tag on it.
Yeah. Mississippi's brutal about that.
Yeah.
They actually charge you a hybrid fee for to drive it because of the gas and coal in Mississippi. They make you pay extra.
Yeah. I mean, we've part of the, you know, especially in the Gulf Coast, part of the workforce is oil rigs.
Oil and gas chevrons.
Yeah, refineries.
Refineries and things like that. So it's
so definitely, if you're not buying gas, you're paying that tax elsewhere.
Right. They want that capital.
Plus you're using the roads.
Yeah. You know, just like everybody else.
I put a tag on an electric motorcycle several years ago, and that was like $800 for a two-wheel vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know you won the truck, you're in communication. I figure it'll be, you know, a month or more. How long was it from that phone call to the date of pickup?
10 days.
10 days. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
It happened really fast. Happened like, so when we talked, the original estimate was 2 weeks, weeks from the time that the transaction took place to when I would actually be picking it up. It felt like as this happened on a Wednesday, and then by Friday, like, it felt like, you know, maybe next week it's going to roll off the factory.
Saturday, you know that it's...
Yes, Saturday, and then Saturday rolls around, and she's like, it's done. On Monday, it's getting on a truck, and it actually got there at the Tesla dealership in Brandon, Mississippi on Thursday.
Is it a dealership or is it a service
center? So it's a service center and a delivery center. Dealership, delivery center, kind of exchangeable there. So
it's around a lot of car dealers.
It is. There's a lot of car dealerships there. Big ones too. It's a big area for car deliveries.
Yeah. And I know from going up there with you, a 3 hour drive?
3 hour drive.
Three hour drive. Yeah. You know, you had this, it seems like this happens for Cybertruck customers. There's like this congratulations and then your name on kind of a printout hanging from the rearview mirror. And
wasn't that glamorous. It was like another day for them, realistically. Yeah. It's like, you know, congratulations.
But you had that, though, you know.
Yeah, I got a paper.
Congratulations, Jacob Knight. And it's like, oh, that one's yours. I mean, that's how we knew which one of the parking lot was yours.
Right, yeah. And there was probably Friday is the Cybertruck delivery day in Brandon. We did, you know, whenever all the balls started rolling and kind of get everything started getting organized, I got an actual call from the delivery center to kind of prepare me for my delivery. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of told what I was going to do. I was bringing my Model 3 Performance at the time and my Model X Plaid up there so we could, you know, do some photos and stuff like that. Cause it was, you know, it's an exciting point. Want to capture everything.
Yeah. We had our kids there.
Had our kids, yeah. And my kids and my father-in-law. Yeah. Wife was actually sick, couldn't make it. Yeah. But, you know, it was out there. We pull up. We see the name. We see the congratulations sticker or paper. And then it's real.
And it happened to be the one that we parked next to, just by chance of
having
the parking spot there.
Right.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. So now it's yours.
Yes.
How's that feel?
Oh man, it's wild. It took a little bit to get used to the driving just because the steer by wire is a little different than...
In a good way, I think.
Yeah, definitely in a good way. But different in terms of like how quickly versus turning the steering wheel, the tires actually move. So, you know, my first drive was pulling it to the end and plugging it up, or, you know, parking it next to my other vehicle, supercharging, because, again, 3 hours on the road.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was weird driving it for the first time. I got the walk through, the showing of the everything, you know, that it comes with. I actually got all the premium accessories, you know, that they were offering at the time. So the shades, the...
Just thrown in.
Yeah, it's just thrown in. It's wild, the amount of stuff. Like, I got a new mobile charger. So I wasn't expecting that. I have a charger at the house, so I was like, now I have two. Yeah. But yeah, it, you know, drove it for the first time, and it's, you know, it's unlike anything I've ever driven. It feels like, you know, somebody shoved a sports car into a tank.
Yeah, yeah. You let me drive it the first night, which was very generous of you. I don't think I'd let anyone drive it for the first year or two.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. And that's what I felt like, was it was like a tank ate and digested a sports car.
Yeah.
And it was
a Ferrari or a, yeah, you know, so like a supercar.
Or like a Model 3 Performance, like you're driving a Model 3 Performance, but it's this, you know, truck exterior. And that drive-by-wire, like you mentioned, steering, you know, you just kind of think a little bit and, like, turn the wheel just a little bit. And then, like, you make the turn without having to, which is, for trucks, it's like your SUVs even, like, you go around, then you go around, then you go around, and, you know,
right,
you want to make a sharp U-turn. You know?
Quarter turn on the steering wheel is like a full turn on the wheel is, yeah, what it feels like. Like, you know, you can definitely do this with one hand. And I saw a tweet before about somebody saying that they could have made this with a joystick, like, instead of that.
Like a gaming controller, right. Yeah.
Yeah, and it would have been just as responsive, or felt just as responsive, just because of how easy it is to turn. But yeah, it's definitely an experience driving. I was really, I mean, you read these numbers and it doesn't feel like reality as far as like what the acceleration feels like, what it feels like to really experience a 6,000 plus pound vehicle doing 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds, but it does. And it is insane that a vehicle of this size can be that quick.
And this is true of, I think, all Teslas, but it doesn't feel like you're going, let's just say, the speed limit at 70 miles per hour when you're going that.
You feel like you're...
It's just smooth.
Yeah, it's smooth. You feel like you're actually not keeping up with traffic, you know? Like, because of the just... There's no sound to it, you know? You have the road noise, the hums of the electric motors and things, tire noise and stuff like that, but there's no aggressive engine sound. Yeah, and it's continuous. So no gear shifts, anything like that like would lead you to believe that you're traveling at the rate that you're going. But but man, this thing just picks up. It goes the Cybertruck, specifically the Cyber Beast version. It just eats. Like, you can like feel the tire gripping, and it's a different experience.
Like, let's say that you were in Mexico, you know, on your first day, and you wanted to go from 0 to 60.
2.5 seconds.
2.5 seconds. And full control, like...
Oh, yeah.
There's no, like, spinning or...
I mean, there's a little bit. And I mean, I think that would depend on road conditions and then actual tire temperature and things. There's a lot of probably, you know, variables that are going to go into that. But realistically, if you're on a good road, you've got good, you know, tire temperature, you're getting very little slip in the
tire.
And
that's going from the stop position to 60. If you're... We're showing Mexico now. Let's say that you're around, you know, some Mustangs, and they're all over the place, kind of a group together. You're on a bridge, and everyone's going pretty quick, you know, in Mexico, and you go, you know, beyond 100. What's that feel like in the Cybertruck, in the Cyberbeast?
So I wouldn't say it's comparable to the X Plaid. It is faster than the 3 Performance. The X Plaid kind of eats through those numbers. 70 to 130 in Mexico is pretty wild, but specifically in a truck that size, like it feels very surreal.
Yeah.
It's almost, I compare it to like the Disney rides, the theme park rides and stuff like that. Yeah. It definitely feels like a roller coaster, because you're in something that just feels like this was only intended to go fast. But then like you drive this thing normally and it's like, oh, this is very comfortable. Yeah. You know, it's smooth. It does this thing, and then you put it in beast mode and it's like, let me eat.
I mean, I think of it as like the, like if you're in Star Wars and you have the, you know, you're in your ship and you've got the view out of the, and you go at like hyperspeed and you see all the stars become like lines of color.
Which is part of the experience, because when you do a launch in the, in the beast mode, it's like a plaid launch. Like the screen changes, you know, you get it drops down into the cheetah stance and, you know, it
eats. That's another thing is it's a truck. Like you have control over the height. You demoed that on the first day.
Yeah. So it has multiple height settings. It has the high, the low, regular configuration, and then it has an entry height that, you know, drops the truck way down to get in.
Yeah. So if it's driving high, but you get in or out, then it will lower.
Right, right.
That's smart. And it's got a giant windshield wiper.
One.
Yeah.
It's very big.
It does work. I think it does work.
It does a lot of work for one.
Yeah.
The windshield wiper is kind of, you know, kind of one of those things that it takes.
People notice it.
Oh, yeah. It takes a little bit to get used to as a driver, too, because it, you know, typical driver, you're used to the two windshield wipers. Yeah. You're used to having the specific viewing patterns that, you know, especially during rain, which we've had a lot here recently.
Yeah.
You're kind of used to where your eye track or eye path would be. And this is not like that. It's definitely something that you have to get used to a little bit. But it's almost like, oh, you know, this is just a new way of experiencing driving in the rain, you know? Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's a truck. So you've got your truck bed.
Yeah.
You can open and close. What's the word?
Tonneau.
Tonneau.
Tonneau cover.
You can open the truck bed from the truck. You close it manually, but that's understandable.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just know from that first day within, let's say we spent like 4 or 5 hours in kind of in public places and people stare like you made people's day, and I think it's still happening, but like when people see one, they're just like
it's polarizing.
Yeah. People can be like rude and weird online.
Oh yeah.
But in person, everyone's astonished and just like, whoa, like spotting a celebrity.
It hits different when people see you, and it elicits a response regardless, because it's just such a weird, you know, conceptual design to actually go into production. Yeah. Like, I mean, I love the vehicle. I love it, but it is definitely an aggressive design.
And then do you have any plans to personalize it from the stock configuration?
Yes. It's right now getting wrapped. Okay. Matte deep black. I've tinted the windows, thinking about rims and tires, but not really sure. Those kind of things. No, I would. So I've personalized the Model 3 Performance. I say my Model 3 Performance. It's actually yours now.
Yeah.
I've personalized
the mission.
Yeah. I've personalized the Model 3 Performance a decent amount.
All black.
Yeah, it's all black, but minor things here, a couple bigger things there, but this one is so unique. Outside of adding off-road accessories, mm-hmm. and things like that, you know,
yeah,
I don't know that I would, you know, go too aggressively wild with it other than the wrap and the tires and the tint.
Yeah. And you've had it for about 3 weeks now. And so you've got to experience two weeks. Yeah, yeah. You've got
to 2 weeks tomorrow.
Oh, nice. So you got to experience in a stock configuration. And I was like, man, I just want to let it be as it is. But as I see like groups of Cybertrucks, so for example, there was a Cybertruck rodeo in Texas recently over the past weekend.
Yeah.
And there were just like dozens and dozens of Cybertrucks. And so it does look cool the more there are that yours is unique from those. So.
Right. Yeah. And again, saw one in person the other day, first one I've actually seen other than mine on the road, and gave a little toot toot to them as we passed. But theirs is a standard configuration, so, you know, stainless color. So now, you know, it just, not that you want to differentiate yourself too much, you know, with these kind of things, but from a personalization standpoint, you know, these things are so wild as it is, and when you color those things and you're kind of setting yourself apart from what the standard is, it just feels more like you, like what you want to represent.
Yeah, and we have the option in Mississippi of all black tags.
Yes, I have the all black tag. Yeah. Not going to put the tag name out there, but yeah, I'm a vanity plate kind of guy.
You're a popular sci-fi show.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about, so anything else on Cybertruck you want to mention, just from your experience?
I love it. Thank you, Elon. Thank you, Tesla. Thank you to my delivery VIP coordinator.
Thank you, referral program.
Thank you, referral program. This has been an amazing experience all the way through. Yeah. Still, and you know, it's not something that's going to go away. The feeling is, you know, definitely one of the highlights of my life up to this point.
I see you out there. You don't have to say a word to kind of evangelize it and pique people's interest. And you know, like on day one, it was posted on our like town group on Facebook.
Yeah. And that's the where. So, and I want to make a specific point here.
Sure.
You know, that is where, you know, people are more free to post their negative comments to it. But you know what? Like when you see it in person, you experience it and you hear the story. Like, you know, I understand the perception of somebody going out and spending this kind of money on a vehicle like that. You have these perceptions of that vehicle, but for Tesla to do something like this and pick a winner, give away a truck, especially if the cost that this truck is, it's north of $100,000. When you see and hear that story, what are you going to say?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't go and be pretentious about this, although I probably would have at some point.
I mean, you were on track to do that.
Yes, I was on track to do that, but didn't have to.
This changes it.
This does change it. And the perception of this just change. It changes with, you know, the territory.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go over your Model 3 history because it's a storied history.
It is.
Yeah, give us the short and quick of it.
Okay, 2019 Model 3 Performance. Bought it brand new. Made the trip to Atlanta because we didn't have delivery centers in Mississippi at the time. Picked it up. Had it for about a year and a half. It was taken for an unauthorized joyride by a valet driver in the great state of Alabama. He totaled it. He hit a little gully doing about 133 miles an hour and became airborne. And the thing about Tesla is obviously with an electric motor, the wheels spin, you know, with no resistance, they can spin to the highest miles per hour is allotted to the vehicle immediately. Landed kind of sideways and lost control, hit a curb and catapulted the vehicle doing sideways at 86 miles an hour, not just like, you know, the vehicle was traveling 86 miles an hour sideways into a concrete pillar. Got a call from Tesla roadside assistance asking if I was okay. I'm like, yeah, I'm in bed. I'm in my hotel with my kids. Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
Thank you for checking. And their response was, you should probably go and check on your vehicle. It's not in a good condition. All the doors are open. All the, you know, trunks are open. And I'm like, oh, okay. Thank you. So, yeah. Ride down the elevator. And there's all kind of blue lights. And my car is laying out in the middle of the road, destroyed.
Man. And you're not even at home where you can just...
No.
You're at home. Like, you've still got to get back home. Yeah, that thing was, like, mutilated. It was
bad.
And Teslas are safe because the guy was okay.
He dislocated his shoulder.
Yeah.
He walked away from that. And especially that kind of aggressive crash.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to put any names of vehicles out there that I've seen getting crashes, but like I've seen a lot worse from a lot less.
Yeah, you can dislocate your shoulder on a trampoline or a bicycle crash. So that's, if you see the car, then it was amazing. So in a terrible way. And then you replaced the Model 3 with
another Model 3 Performance.
Yeah, it's a little newer at that point.
2021, I got an upgraded one. Yeah. Had the new rims, the Uber Turbine rims, a lot more features. And
appreciate that.
Yeah, inside. So yeah, had that one. You actually helped with that.
It was kind of meant to be, I think, in the end. Because you flew me to Orlando to pick it up.
Right.
And then I was like, hi, I'm Jacob Knight. Took delivery of your car.
Yeah. And sorry, Tesla.
And then drove it back to where we live.
Yeah. It was, you know, another experience of, you know, having a Tesla. The experience of having a Tesla in itself is unique.
Yeah. You got the Model X last year.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've been through all the ranges of Tesla. The only thing I haven't had is a Model S at this point, which again, dream car, Model S plaid black, but one day,
You need the SpaceX Roadster. when that hits the streets.
Oh, I can't wait for the giveaway of that one.
I don't think you qualify at this point.
Oh,
maybe no. Maybe Kristen, though.
We'll see.
Yeah, maybe your kids. Yeah. Well, that is awesome. That is amazing. Someone actually won. Someone I know won.
Someone you know well won.
Someone I know well and rely
not just
on.
As an associate,
like my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh,
it's wild. I still get, you know, chills thinking about the experience.
All right, Jacob, thanks for sharing your story, and enjoy your cyber beast.
Thank you for having me.